welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast. Financial professionals, let's move forward together.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ed Kless, and with me today is Meg Higgins. Meg is the Senior Vice President of Global Partners at Avalara and leads their global partner organization, which focuses on growing the company's channel business and delivering a best-in-class partner experience. She previously served as Vice President of Global Partner Business Development and Strategy, as well as the Vice President and General Manager for the company's e-commerce and marketplace business unit. Prior industry experience includes leading client and partner management and business development, as well as co-founding the global e-commerce business unit at Pitney Bowes. Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, Meg Higgins.
Thank you so much, Ed. Great to be here.
Well, first off, Meg, why do you do what you do?
You know, I definitely love everything about partnerships, revenue, commercial relationships. I started my career early in technology. I've been in technology forever. I started in technology and product management, and I definitely found my way on the commercial and revenue side of the house. And once I discovered the art of deal making and creating partnerships that deliver win-win-win value, I was hooked. I love everything about being in around a deal and making a deal happen. And so I found my calling. Even though I love tech and I've always been a bit of a geek in that way, being able to do what I do around technology was the perfect pairing for me.
And talk to me a little bit about the growing complexity of tax compliance and why it's pushing more businesses to turn to technology.
So tax has always been a burden for business. I mean, it's a burden for consumers too, right? But it's certainly a burden for business. And that burden is increasing. Because if you think about the world and how it's developed, we've become more digital, we've become more global. And so those huge events trigger more complexity. I've got an e-commerce background, as you so eloquently opened with. And so during the pandemic, if you think about what happened in the pandemic and think about the transformation of businesses during that time, everyone, for the most part, really had to adapt. If they had to really adapt into this digital motion. And that was really what drove a lot of the omni-channel transition as well. So businesses needed to reach more consumers globally. They were open to expanding their business digitally, and even if they were already on the web. And so all of those multiple systems now that were a part of that expansion, that digital expansion, that has created the need to now manage tax in a digital way. You've got more inventory, you've got more locations, you've got remote buyers. That triggers things, what we refer to as Nexus. But that is what's really opened up even more tax complexity. So that's one sort of component to it, which is just the onset of the digital boom and all of the now that businesses are operating more digitally with more remote access, that's triggering of the need for more tax complexity to be solved for them. The second is global. So certainly, once you're available for business online, you're essentially available for business globally as well. And for you to be able to reach those consumers and service those consumers and then make sure that you are compliant doing that, that's triggering another onset of tax compliance requirements for businesses. So one of the examples that we're starting to see, it's a huge trend now in the industry, is around e-invoicing. And so e-invoicing essentially is a requirement that's mandated now over in Europe. These mandates are starting to roll out. And so if you are a business that's operating in multiple geographies, you'll start to see these mandates affect your company. And it will, it's just a matter of time, it will start to make its way to the US as well. And so what that really means is that you as a business have to submit a digital invoice with those transactions in a government regulated format, and at the same time that taxes is also remitted. And so those two things have to match. They have a copy of your invoice and they're expecting the tax remittance to match those copies of those invoices. And so that is a massive investment and a massive wave of requirements that's affecting Europe, and that will continue to roll out here over the next several years. So it's a wonderful sort of tailwind to some degree for our business, but it's more headwinds for businesses that we work with. And that's what really is, you know, between digital, between global requirements, and then between trying to make sure all of your systems are synchronized, that continues to be the burden around tax compliance that we're seeing. So I guess I would summarize in three dimensions here. One is, why would business, you know, we have this saying here that we within Avalara, we say doing manual tax compliance in a digital world is just simply absurd. And so why is that? So first, businesses, there's just no way that they can simplify and do this manually, given everything I just described around the growing complexity of tax. The second is, doing it manually versus doing it digitally is so time consuming and cost prohibitive, and not to mention error prone as well. So we know, we've commissioned multiple studies here, we know that businesses will save time and money if you just adapt a technology solution. It's pretty basic, but it is definitely proven that you can show the ROI on that. And then thirdly, you need this increased visibility, the increased visibility around all of what's happening in your now more complex business, to be able to bring that together, aggregate that, and allow tax automation to do that for you at scale. So that's in essence a summary there for you, Ed.
It's interesting because the complexity itself is a tax, right? So if you're adding complexity to tax, it's tax on a tax. So it's a double burden. And I can give you a personal story about this, in that my zip code is in two counties in Texas. And so fortunately the tax amount is the same in both, but the counties want their share. And if it's incorrect from an address perspective, the wrong county gets the tax on my thing. So there's a great example.
There you go. Great example. And that is not a unique use case, by the way. We have over 14,000 tax jurisdictions in the U.S. alone. And it's incredibly complicated. And so this is, and I can imagine, like what you just said, that happens all the time to businesses. And as your business grows, it becomes, you know, multiple locations, physical locations, digital locations. It's crazy. I meet with a lot of customers, and it's overwhelming at times too. I really feel for small businesses that are trying to figure this out without technology. So that would be my advice, is certainly look into that.
Perhaps the oddest thing is that it's also a problem at the DMV, and they're a government agency. So good to figure out what county I'm in. So they get their own, the fruit of their own dessert in any case.
There you go.
Meg, we have an exit question that we ask all of our guests, and that is, who is a hero of yours and why are they a hero?
So it's funny, you know, you mentioned this question here, and the first thing that comes to mind is actually Ray Dalio. And Ray Dalio, he's a hedge fund investor. He started Bridgewater, but I follow him because he looks at his life and everything that he's learned as lessons. And he's so fascinating. I've read some of his books. I listened to his podcast. I follow his Principles app. And so he looks at the world as one big history lesson. And he looks at his experience as one big lesson that he wants to share. You know, that's his gift of giving back to the world, that he has learned all these things. And he's really gratuitous around sharing everything that he has and he's learned. You know, he gives these principles, advice away for free. He gives all these personality tests away. And I just find, I love his approach. I love his approach that he's so successful, but he really wants to share his knowledge and make sure that other people understand that you too can be successful if you just plug into all of the signs and lessons that he has been able to pick up over his tenure. I mean, he's in his 70s now, but I just find it fascinating. So he's my hero of the day, I suppose.
And lastly, Meg, how can somebody contact you?
So I can be reached on LinkedIn. So I'm Megan Higgins at LinkedIn. I'm certainly at Avalara as well. And so happy to share our contact information, but I'm available at megan.higgins@avalara.com or on LinkedIn at Megan Higgins.
All right. And we will put a link to your LinkedIn profile in the show notes. Meg Higgins, Senior Vice President of Global Partners at Avalara. Thanks so much for being a guest on the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.
My pleasure, Ed. Thanks so much for having me.
Review and subscribe by searching your podcast player of choice for Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.